This evening, as we celebrate this eve of Christmas, we celebrate and acknowledge what God has promised to us. We remind ourselves of why we are here. Everybody knows why we're here, right? If you don't, raise your hand. Okay, no one's admitting to it at least. And really, we all know why we're here. We come here to thank God for the gift of his son, Jesus, to have this Mass of Eucharist, this Thanksgiving Mass, as a way of understanding our relationship and our call to be nearer to God in our lives. But we also are human. And much like the need was for the prophets, for John the Baptist, for the apostles, and for evangelizers throughout salvation history, sometimes we can be forgetful, too, about what we're doing. You know, if we go, for instance, to the grocery store, we know that we're there to get groceries. Or if we go to the gas station, we know where to get gas. Or to the movies, we're there to see a movie. But if you're like me, there have also been times where I've walked into the grocery store, and I know I'm supposed to get groceries, but I have no idea which ones. Right? I've forgotten completely. Where I pull into the gas station and I sit there for a second wondering, now and you have that kind of moment there. I know for the younger people, they'll sit there and say, the teacher will ask you a question and you raise your hand knowing the answer. And she says, yes, Mark, what is the answer? I forgot. Right? And that's an experience that we all have, that times we forget why we're there, why we're doing something. Why we're walking that pathway, that road. And it's why God continues to send to us those reminders, those gentle reminders. And today, in that powerful and mysterious way, he sends us the greatest of all reminders in the child Jesus. Symbolically, we carried him forward to the beginning of this Mass and placed him at the center of this manger scene, placed him at the center of our worship beneath our altar, placed him there to remind us that we are here because of him and for him. And we celebrate him in our lives today. And it is that celebration of being near to Jesus, being closer to Jesus, that we come to remind ourselves of. Because a spiritual life is that journey where sometimes we walk into our prayer time with God and we know we have something to say to him, but we can't think about it. We don't know what it is or how to say it. Or there are times where we forget to have that conversation with God and are called back gently by our Savior to enter into that deeper dialogue with him and with one another. And it is that reminder that we come tonight to celebrate as we look at this manger scene, as we look at this nativity, and place our wonder, our hopes, and our blessings inside that scene. Because we can be those people there with Jesus throughout our lives. There are times where we're very much like Mary, trusting completely in the Lord, giving ourselves completely over to God in what we are doing and how we are doing it. And there are times that we can be like Saint Joseph, at wonder at what has happened, as we hear in the gospel tonight. And yet, that mystery, he is still trying to reach out and grasp as he looks upon his wife and the baby Jesus, trying to make sense of what's going on. We could be like those shepherds that are gathered, those who are called far and wide, that hear the voice of God spoken and search and seek what they have heard about. Whereas those wise men continue to travel towards this scene, so they will be here on that epiphany of our Lord, knowing that there is something empty in our lives, something that needs to be filled, and searching it out, following those pathways those roads that lead us finally and ultimately to our God, to our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is that pathway, it is that encounter with God that we come to tonight, understanding that it changes who we are and how we live. That we are reminded once more that God has given himself to us to be like me, to be like you, to be like us in all things except sin, so that he might rescue us from death, that he might bring us new life in that child, in the child that we were and still are, that child of God that is called forth to give thanksgiving and praise to God. So it is that gentle reminder at this nativity how we are called to live our lives in that graciousness, in that holiness, in the prayerfulness that sets us at that manger, kneeling in adoration of our Lord and Savior, blessed by his presence as we grow in faith, in knowledge, in love of our Lord, as we practice those blessings of the pleases and thank yous and your welcomes and those acts of kindness and gentleness that help to heal and build up the world, because he has come to overturn the violence, the hatred, the discrimination, the intolerance, those things that shatter our human connections with the true peace that is brought only in Jesus Christ. And so tonight we recognize that. We know, we remember once more as we place ourselves and look upon the child Jesus, as we see our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph kneeling in adoration, kneeling in prayer, kneeling in hope, knowing that he brings peace, that he brings hope, that he brings joy, knowing that he has come to us this day, this night, to bring us new life, new hope, new joy. So let us remind ourselves of that, remember that, and continue to remember it in the gentle reminders that God gives to us, in the blessings that God gives us to us, not just this night, not just around the tree tomorrow morning, but each and every day of our lives, when we open our eyes to hear his word, when we open our ears to hear his word, his eyes to see his presence in the world. And so let us celebrate, give thanksgiving, and give joy as this night we remember the gift that God has given to us.